Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 8 and verse 15. A very serious warning. Now that's not going to be a title that's going to attract many, I'm sure, but there it is. A very serious warning. Mark chapter 8, verse 15. The disciples have gone with Jesus to the other side of the lake. Jesus has left the Pharisees when they were testing him, disputing with him, trying to trip him up. And we read in verse 14, the disciples have forgotten to bring bread except for one loaf they had with them in the boat. Now, that's just a fact of what was there, or wasn't there. Here's the word of Christ. Be careful, Jesus warned them. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. They discussed this with one another, the disciples, and said, it's because we have no bread, and so on. Now, I won't take the passage any further. We'll come to that again. But I want to stop on verse 15. Watch out. Be careful. Watch out. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and the Herod. And Herod. He's talking about yeast. He's talking about the Pharisees and Herod. To what is Christ referring? Of course, the disciples get all confused and muddled up and they don't understand and they start thinking about yeast, bread and all the rest of it. Oh, no. What is Jesus referring to? Go back in the passage. The Pharisees had come to Christ trying to trip him up. Their attitude was wrong. Their heart was wrong. And that's the yeast that Christ is talking about. He says this yeast, this spiritual yeast, that's what he's talking about, is in the Pharisees, in Herod, and you must be careful that it's not in you. What is Jesus doing? He's not talking about the bread in the boat or the lack of the bread in the boat. That's not the point. The point is what's happened on the other side with the Pharisees, their attitude, their mind. He said it's like yeast or canker or gangrene, bacteria, it just grows. Watch out for it, he says. Guard yourself against it. Now, this is not something to be looked at in an academic, scientific interest kind of abstract way. It's a personal matter. Jesus is telling me, brother. He's telling me, sister. He's telling you. He's telling us to watch out, to guard our hearts against any attitude, any sense in the heart that comes anywhere near the Pharisees or Herod. Of course, he's warning unbelievers too, because, I mean, the Pharisees and Herod and all the rest rejected Christ. You remember Herod loved to hear preaching. He said, watch out, you can love to hear preaching, he said, but it's what you do with the preaching. The Pharisees, they loved their questions, they loved their law, they loved their traditions, they loved all their stuff. Oh, yeah, yeah. But watch out for it, he says, because their heart is wrong. If you go to other places, Matthew 16 and Luke 12, you get this additional stuff. It's not only the Pharisees and Herod, it's the Sadducees. And it's the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. It's the hypocrisy. These other passages show it. Matthew 16, verse 12, Luke 12, verse 1, and on and so on. He said, these people came to me with honey in their mouth, didn't they? We'd like to know about this. We'd like to know about that. But vinegar was in their hearts. They were being governed by rule, tradition, external things, pride, worldly political thinking, material thinking, clever avoiding getting round scripture, glossing it out of the way, the love of titles and show. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. 1 Corinthians 5, 6 to 8, Galatians 5, 9. It grows, it develops. It spreads on. It ruins because it swells up. Matthew 13, verse 33 and so on. As I said, Herod liked to hear preaching. He loved to hear John the Baptist preach, but he didn't go to his heart. It didn't affect him. It didn't do any good. You see, my friend, unless we have the right heart, we should become sour, moldy, decay, ruined. This is a pernicious danger. Watch your heart, my brother. Watch your heart assist me, and I must watch mine too. This is a very serious warning. Let me just read one passage of several we could look at. But how about this passage from 1 Corinthians 5? This is what Paul says. Yeah, it's 1 Corinthians 5, verse 6. He says to the Corinthians, "Your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough? Get rid of the old yeast, that you may be a new batch without yeast." He's speaking about corruption in the church. The church needs delivering from yeast, you see. The individual Christian needs delivering from yeast. "Get rid of the old yeast, that you may be a new batch without yeast, as you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep the festival. Christ, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and wickedness, but with bread without yeast, the bread of sincerity and truth." And he goes on to explain what he means. That's just one application of it. But the principle is there. It must be the heart that is right with God. The serious warning, the heart, it's not just the outside, it's what I am within. Mark 7 said about it. Now we're getting it again in Mark 8. It's coming very powerfully to us. And I need to hear it and to heed it. "My son, give me thine heart." That's what God wants from me. And it's with the heart man believes. And it's with the heart man loves God and so on. And it's from the heart that worship must come. And from the heart service must come. And the heart must be given up to God. Not just simply the words or the outside. These are very serious warnings, and although they won't be popular, we need to hear them and apply them. Indeed, when we come back to Mark chapter 8, verse 3, this is the very point. These disciples do not apply the doctrine that they have heard. May God give us grace to learn from their fault in this matter.